little, you say it, not straight. Then later on he said, to be a Brahmin means you should tell straight, even to the enemy, what to speak of spiritual master and saintly person. If you want to be powerful in spiritual life, first thing is one should be truthful. Brahmin means he's suci, that means inside, outside, pure. He also first qualification is Baba said, truthful. Exactly, he said. As it is. Even to an enemy, you can tell something which you may think it can put you in danger later on. He may put you in danger. Understand? So,
can I just ask a question? Were you saying about the Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, you say that even though the Shiksha Guru and the Diksha Guru may be one, but still the Diksha Guru may emphasize certain aspects of devotional service, more than someone else.
So, what's the question? Who he should follow?
That seems like there can be some, if you take more than one authority, then it seems like there can be some confusion.
Confusion, yeah. So, it is said that Guru Tattva is very deep and profound. So, as much as is given by Prabhupada, I can tell. I am not saying everything I can tell you, this is right, this is wrong. So, Prabhupada, it is better that I think you accept one authority. Otherwise, to check it, there is there Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. You check it with Shastra. But if you take only what Guru is saying, it may not tally with Shastra and another sadhu of the same standard. Well, then you have to, then you should, you check it out. This is the system, you see that.
But if you've accepted initiation by the spiritual master, you shouldn't be really questioning whether he's right or not.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But the naturally question comes, other thing also, Guru could be actually, if you are not Uttama Adhikari, Prabhupada said it's better not to. You cannot, your disciple can't make much advancement. So many other things there to be considered. It's not just one thing. Of course, these things are difficult to make decision in such cases, of course. Yes?
There's a few points in this. One, maybe somebody get instruction from the Guru, and he can get many other siksha helping in instructing this regarding this instruction from the Guru. And so eventually the disciples see the Guru one time, I guess, and maybe also around the world now, and then he get so much sustenance from Siksha Guru for to be inspired. And sure. That is another point.
Yeah, yes.
But in ISKCON, everyone's really more or less following Prabhupada, aren't they? Certainly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, yes. They can rely on it. This is very personal. Now, who you can rely on? Because also Guru has symptom, he is self-effulgent. But in order to carry on the lineage, Guru Parampara, there will be some persons will be selected. Naturally, some persons will think, rather, where I am sure, I will follow him, I will follow Prabhupada. I won't continue this much, because some may not like it, all these things. I don't tell my opinion. This way, sometimes there is complication in many organizations. So somebody thinks it's safe, one who's first appeared as a great saintly person, they just follow him or check it with him, his instruction. Go through his instruction. Is it safest? This is my understanding, you don't have to accept it. I don't carry on this thing, continue. is a different place to discuss this. Acha, they say the devotees were stunned. So the devotees were stunned. What had they just heard him say? For weeks he had stressed that when anyone claims to be God, he should be considered a dog. "My mind has just been blown," said Wali. "Everyone's mind is blown," said Howard. "Samiji just dropped a bomb." I heard this before also. I was translating a book for the kids. Mainly the book is the picture of Prabhupada. What do you call those comic books? In Hindi and Bengali. Big book, funny book. And from Bombay, some boys came and said, "So much, can you translate this?" So I was doing the same, all these things were there. This incident. Exactly this incident. Bomb, this. What? But here is detailed there. The thought of Keith, he was wise. Consult Keith. But Keith was in the hospital. Talking among themselves, they became more and more confused. Samiji's remark had confounded their judgment. Finally, Wali decided to go to the hospital to see Keith. Keith listened to the whole story. He heard how Samiji had told them to fast and how he had read from his manuscript and how he had said he would explain initiation and how everybody had leaned forward all ears. Samiji had dropped a bomb. The student accepts the spiritual master and agrees to worship him as God. Any questions? And then Samiji had walked out. "I don't know if I want to be initiated now." Wali confused. "We have to worship him as God?" I know his Wali. Wali means Umapati. He is very simple. I saw him, talked to him. Very nice devotee. He's still there. One of his Prabhupada's first disciple. Very few are there now. Count almost. In China. Very simple. Well, you are already doing that by accepting whatever he tells you, Keith replied. And he advised that they talk it over with Swamiji before initiation. So Wali went back to the temple and consulted Howard, and together they went up to Swamiji's apartment. "Does what you told us this morning," Howard asked, "mean we are supposed to accept the spiritual master to be God?" "That means he is due the same respects as God, being God's representative. Therefore, he is as good as God, because he can deliver God to the sincere disciple. Is that clear?" It was. He said, actually it's a serious relationship, but people don't take it seriously. Both sides. So many unpleasant things takes place sometimes. But those who are serious, they also advance in Krishna consciousness, they are joyful, and still remain in devotional service, you understand? And also, the teacher or spiritual master is not affected, you don't see? Yes? The history, from the history of organizations, different spiritual, we can learn this thing, you understand? I've seen some of them taking it very lightly. I don't know, you remember Did you write to write letter to Prabhupada? Without, without the going through proper channel, some within 2 months getting initiation. So one boy was there for a long time, and he was asked, "Hey, why you are not doing any another temple and writing to Prabhupada?" He said, "No, no, just go through the proper channel." He asked the temple president will say, "Oh, this time you can write, you are eligible now, you can write." Others, they, how do you call it? On their own, writing to Prabhupada.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
In the early days. Yeah. I got a letter. In Prabhupada's letter, you'll see all the names given.
I thought it was
It has to be recommended by the temple president.
Mm-hmm.
And then Prabhupada, usually in most cases, whose name is recommended, usually Prabhupada gives initiation. Say, I'm coming. This is as far as I remember.
Some people write independently, ask for initiation?
That is what I remember. Few. What is that Muslim boy from from Africa? Gujarati? East Africa, remember? Married one French girl?
We're in London.
Yeah? He and few others told me, "Why don't you write?" I said, "President there, he'll tell me." President was Mukunda Maharaj. He was not Maharaj, he was married. He was very nice, I remember. But most of them were recommended by the president. He at least spent 6 months or 8 months, I remember.
That's fairly easy to get initiated.
Yeah,
very easy. It's easier to get initiated then than now. It's harder to get initiated now.
Yeah. Most of the prospective initiates spend several hours in the day stringing their shiny red wooden beads, having tied one end of the string to a window bar or radiator. They would slide one bead at a time up to the string and knot it tightly, chanting one mantra of Hare Krishna for each bead. It was devotional service, chanting and stringing your bead for initiation. Every time they knotted another bead, it seemed like a momentous event. Swamiji had said that the devotees in India chanted at least 64 rounds of beads a day. If anybody say this thing, some of the top leaders get angry. Why you mention all this? Saying the Hare Krishna mantra once on each of the 108 beats constituted one round. His spiritual master had said that anyone who did not chant 64 rounds a day was fallen. You knew that? I remember, I knew in the beginning. He said, oh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one who does not, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to be invited by different sadhus or brahmin, he used to say, or his follower, he used to say, "I only become guest to somebody's house who is a lakpati." It is little, not straight word. Lakpati means could be a millionaire. Actually, it means one who does 1 lakh round. And this 1 lakh, I don't become his guest and eat in his house. Sorry, Mataji. Then Prabhupada minimized. He saw that they can't do it. Then he made it half. I tell you here, don't record it, please. Not record it.
No.
I'm sorry. Yes? Time is running.
It's not an offense. I'm chanting 40 rounds a day. It is an offense.
No! Your chanting means your identity with Krishna. What's wrong? Whole life should be chanted. 40, glorified Krishna.
40 or 14?
40.
40. 40. 40.
40.
40.
40.
40. 40. But also at the same time, Prabhupada said, you make it a point, you maintain it.
You
don't
take 4 hours and a half to do it.
No. Hour and a half.
4 hours and a half.
4 hours and a half. Prabhupada defends, I said, different thing.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it could take for one round, maybe 10 minutes, 12 minutes. Later on, it would come up to within 5.5 minutes to 6.5, one can do one round. Though you do it very early in the morning, they can concentrate. This is as far as I remember. What do you remember? This I heard from other god brothers also.
I started from 3 o'clock.
Yeah, this good time.
Morning.
Yeah, okay. You can concentrate. As the day advances, you can hardly concentrate. Those are not good rounds. I have seen many devotees doing a lot of work, just for your information. They give so much importance to become, I have done this, I have done that, distributed so many books, I do so much work, I am in charge of this. Unfortunately, I tell you. Many times it's very sad. We lose him. Because why? He did only 2 rounds and the evening he is doing the rest of the rounds. Do you know what Prabhupada says? In 24 hours of all your devotional service, if your first and foremost duty is to chant your round, it is just like a safety, it protects you from Maya. All day, very, very first thing, unfortunately. Then Prabhupada said, you come to Mangalarati, that after doing the, when Prabhupada minimized, then he said, doing 16 rounds, come to Mangalarati, attend Srimad Bhagavatam. If somebody is doing something else, Prabhupada said, fit, make arrangement, somebody is working in the office, somebody working in the kitchen, some Mataji, somebody is cooking, some brahmachari. Make some arrangement, maybe tape or sound box there. When he's giving lecture, he can listen from there. Like that, he said. And he said, make some arrangement. And then he take prasad, cooked by the devotees. Rest of the time, as he's giving the assignment, guru or his representative or temple president or temple commander, you do your best of his ability. Prabhupada said, I assure you, in one life, any of you can go back to God, he said like that. Provided you don't commit offense to the bhaktas. This is a well-known statement, Prabhupada. Many devotees know this. You don't have to become, I distributed so many books, I am sannyasi, I am this, that, nothing. Anybody, Vyastha, Mataji, Brahmacharini, irrespective of your service or position. That is what Prabhupada said. This is a well-known statement, I know, Prabhupada. Many places. Yes, isn't it?
But he said that...
In general, Prabhupada said, you can one life go back to God.
He said that after... I heard him say that after lectures in England. Mm-hmm. Many times he said, if you chant 16 rounds a day and follow the 4 regulated principles,
yeah, sorry,
then you can go back home, back to God here in one life.
I see.
And this is without doubt. So,
isn't? Yes, I think so. These are well-known statements, Prabhupada. But I hope, Prabhupada said, they couldn't do so many. He said, I hope, since you are sincerely doing all these things, Krishna will accept your service and I pray to Krishna, something like that, Prabhupada said. Otherwise, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, if somebody is not doing, that means Mahaprabhu doesn't accept your service. Now that is why some devotees stop all refining of. That is why I said, don't record it. I'm sorry.
Why do some devotees go through much tribulation and some doesn't? Is it their karma or?
Prabhupada said, our Acharya said, real devotee accept all tribulation as the blessing of the Lord. So that Lord is testing me. Am I a genuine person? Have I come here for Krishna to serve? He'll test you. And if you cannot tolerate, one will give excuse. Ah, this is nonsense. Why not my everyday life so much? is blissful. He said Krishna must be blissful. Krishna said that he first of all, Krishna consciousness means spiritual life means it is bitter. Unlike material life means what is pleasing to my tongue, I eat. What is pleasing to my ear, I'll hear. What is pleasing to my eyes, I'll look. But Krishna consciousness, no, you restrict. What Krishna says, you look at. What Krishna says, you hear that. What Krishna says, you eat that. What Krishna says, you associate with such persons. First of all, you may not like because your mentality is different. It was. You have to change it, mold it, remold it. That is Krishna consciousness. Bitter means later on it will be nectarian. Because you are diseased, all of us are diseased because you are conditioned soul. When you become healthy spiritually, just like jaundiced person, though some medicine, like sugar candy, rock candy, is sweet, because he is diseased, he doesn't feel it sweet. But when he becomes free from the disease, gradually feels sweeter. His spiritual life is like that. Those are long time in the movement, why they are there? They must be releasing something. Otherwise he cannot stay. Some devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I know he's a great devotee, why he left? Prabhupada said, well, you see, Prabhupada said, he may be in the mental platform. I'm sorry, what can I do? And Prabhupada said, he was saying he's a great devotee, why he doesn't stay? Those who are staying must be sincere. He told us so. Tinado bisunicha, toriba saishna. Now it's very easy to say all these things. But action, what matters is the action. You qualify yourself, it takes time to qualify. No? Then Krishna will accept your service. Tinado bisunicha, toriba saishna. Amanina manadina, Krishna sadhai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, sometimes people, devotees, do all these things just like a formality, not with the heart. His heart may not be there, he's just doing that, it becomes dry sometimes, he may not have a feeling, and he's forcibly doing, it's just like a physical exercise. Bhaktivedanta Thakur says, it's just like somebody does physical exercise, it's mechanical. May not be put his heart, actually if he says, he may not do it, but that means he don't have anything, just to form what you're doing. Naturally, it doesn't work. Devotional service, something to do with the heart. If the heart is changed, then everything is changed. Krishna is within your heart. That is why many devotees find it difficulty. Following all rules and regulations, maybe heart is not changing. Because that is what our heart is. Our heart is like a stone. Most of all. And our acharya says it will melt. One devotee asked Prabhupada, how can we hear so much of love and love, love? What is this ocean of love? Because it is within the heart. Since it is still dirty and like a rock, it will melt one day. When you will repent what I have done in so many lives, even this life past, then it melts very quickly. And it's an easy way to become pure. Otherwise it may take long. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to sing a song, Amar Jivan Sada Papurata Prabhupada. Sang that and gave the purport of it. Actually, his life is not full of sinful activity, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But to teach us, he is telling everybody should be thinking like that. So many sinful activity I did. And if somebody is in distress, I enjoy. And somebody is happy, I become envious. It is natural for anybody in the material existence. Everybody wants to go higher. Putting somebody down. This is what his material life is. That is material existence. So the devotees long time in the movement will find, because they may not feel sometimes I am advanced, just like a Prabhupada gave an example as a plane, somebody is flying. He thinks I am saying what I am advancing. But if you look down, he can see. First of all, we are seeing human being. A house later on gradually becomes small like ant and like, you know, like that, and gradually disappear and nothing. Even he doesn't see the clouds high up, the cloud. Exactly like that. If we sometimes, as days passes, if you see those people you used to associate when you are a material existence, not joy, you will find how miserable that face is, full of anxiety. Isn't it? Isn't it a fact? Yes? Then you can, or even you see your own face in a mirror, or a photo what you were before joining. And after many years you are there, to put two photos together, you can see change. Huh? So face is the index of mind or the consciousness. You can understand what a change you have undergone. Simply by taking prasad, simply by sharing with devotees, simply by seeing the deities. We are sharing with Krishna. Krishna is completely pure, supreme. So we become. Yeah.
Some junior devotee, senior devotee,
but
they are so long.
Who? I
said
some.
I'm just talking
about some.
Maybe my illustration. And which has certain things in them which is not Krishna conscious. And how could they move to a higher level when they doesn't drop what is not of Krishna, what is not?
This is a gradual change, and it is science. It is said that first you start with little faith, so you listen with respect to somebody, you like it. That means you have got adu shraddha, you have got little faith in him. Tata sadhu sangha, then you associate with a sadhu, then who is purer than you. Then what happens is, by his association, only you feel you will take instruction, only you want to accept him as your guide. And only even officially accept it. Gradually this way goes, and from the according to instruction when you follow, gradually all the unwanted things from your heart are uprooted. That is called anarthanic vritti. This way you are becoming pure. And there are different stages, there is a science. It's not in school when you enter, you may be studying maths. And you can go up to higher, O level, to A level, to college, to university, then PhD. Versus to become a pure sadhu or a Vaishnava means become PhD. So different stages are there. So it's natural he will have something like that. Overnight you cannot get rid of everything. It's a gradual process. Sometimes you say it's just like washing a coal. What you can wash a coal, tell me? You'll be frustrated.
He said that for Westerners.
Acha? Why not for us? Is that what I went to the West? I'm a devotee, I'm fallen, sinful. And it's a nasty, I don't know how much I have got quality. It's a nasty. This is Kali Yuga, what can be done? What they are asking, I'm trying. What they ask, what is supposed to be a sannyasi, what is supposed to be a devotee, you should try to check it. Especially in Ekadashi day. Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Acharya say that. Every night or every Ekadashi will check it. I have come here to become a Vaishnava. What is the quality of a Vaishnava? According to Chaitanya Chaitamita, he has got 26 qualities. The Prabhupada to this devotee says that. He wrote all the 26 qualities. I don't know, in London Temple, it was also written. He is very kind, he doesn't quarrel with anybody, he is completely surrendered, he is attached to the Absolute Truth, he is very sober, he great, poetic, doesn't talk anything other than Krishna. Krishna conscious topics, like 26. Then you should check it. If you are simply surrendered, you don't have to develop all this qualities. Simply surrendering into aspirant endeavor, and you will develop gradually all these qualities. And Krishna says two doubles all these things, two more extra. Then you can know you have become a Vaishnava. This is a gradual process. It takes time. Depending on how much you did it in your past life, somebody advance very fast. He may be a brahmachari, he may be a grihastha, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We have come here to become a Vaishnava, not all. These are all external. Just in order to run an organization, you have to put different persons in different categories, that's all. Yes? Yeah, sorry. You want to say something?
I just want to ask a question.
Yes, okay.
Is it a different process where the heart becomes very soft and melted than someone who's very strictly following rules, rigid, sort of forcing themselves to follow some tapasya and austerities like that, or someone who's...
It is, I heard, in the beginning, discipline is required. That is why one is called a disciple. But when something spontaneously you become like that, then discipline, all the rules and regulations become servant to your nature. I have seen many devotees, and get up early in the morning, one day, if he does not get up, he feels whole day something, he feels he is missing something. Is something wrong. He says, oh, this is not natural for me, I find. And you go to Mangala, then you feel something I'm missing. This is something unusual today, I find. And so, in most cases, he's trying to get up. He doesn't have to force himself automatically. Then rule regulation is servant to his nature, because it becomes, there is a saying in English, habit is the second nature. Doing, again it becomes natural. If you don't do, then you feel bad. This is my understanding. And this is also my experience, I must say. I've seen many devotees know, many years they try to go every day. Prabhupada once said, if somebody every day goes to Mangalarti, he may be added with, as you say, following whole regulation, he'll go back to Godhead in one life. He also says that. So he chastised one of his disciples early days, it's some Mataji, maybe the first girl joined. I don't like to mention him. And it is mentioned in one of the books is that one day, and in the Tompkins Square, that matchless gift that we are discussing, Prabhupada is staying. One day I went there and saw that house. There is between two apartments, there is some courtyard, maybe 2.5 the size of this length, or maybe 2, like that. Really, Prabhupada, one, he stays, and temple room is one room, in front room, that store front. After that, there is that courtyard, then the building where Prabhupada, in the first floor he stays, maybe the ground floor or something. That girl, later on he said, I didn't see you in the Mangalarati. He chastised her. He said, Prabhupada, I had fever, I was not very well. Well, you couldn't take bath, it's all right. You just little clean yourself with the face, mouth, hand, little mouth and hand, feet, and just even if it's necessary, crawl, just come. Something like that, he said. If you're weak, you just call and come. It's nothing, much distance. And sit down in the temple and watch. If the deity sees you, will become pure. Something like that, he said. I remember that incident still. Even his Mataji, joined, staying in the temple. Maybe, I don't like to mention that. She's a good devotee, still now. Very responsible, did a lot of service to Prabhupada. I know. So, we'll finish it here, because I think today we didn't read much, but there are different question and answer, so many things. Actually, I don't like to, question and answer make it much, because many things are very debatable and profound something, topics and debatable. I didn't want to sometimes give just my comment, better now. But I can substantiate it from the scripture. So I don't mind also. Sometimes our God brothers, the GBC also, say, some cases not to say, we say among ourselves, we say all these things, because most probably you will quote from scripture, I know. There's some of my God brothers have top GBC and older than me in the movement. I don't like to say you know, this suddenly comes out from me. They joined earlier than me. 67. I went there, this house. This is matchless gift. You went there?
Yeah.
You went there? I was doing Sankirtan when I first went, and one of the Maharaj says, 2-3, Subhav, so this is your first time. What do you want to do? I said, I want to see all those places. So let us go for chanting. You lead, because you are from Bengal, in Calcutta, and took me there, he said, go there, and under the tree you chant her chanting. I'm scared. He said, how you feel? Exactly what is it? Still it is like that there, some years back. And I went, still some guy, drug addict, lying. But I'm scared. I didn't see in Calcutta, maybe some park there, I didn't see this. And even in the daytime I wouldn't go. Outside there is one lady policeman, two men policemen standing, not very clean the park is, and in a place, not big roads or all around, even daytime I won't go there alone. Even with another person I may not go. Any moment they can attack you.
Yeah, I went there and...
You're not recording this?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
You're recording?
Yeah.
I don't want to say all these things.
I went there and I bought them.
And then they took me there. Another day I went, they said, there's a big GBC leader there. Old is up. She's not very old, like me. Then, but he comes, he has my apple, he said, are you on help, Shubha? You tell, he may listen to you. Because you are also. And I told him, Maharaj, could you go? Then he took some of his help, all right, Shubha, we are saying. Then he took one of his arranged one car. We all went, and the whole block of Greenwich Village were chanting. He said, these are the area the devotees used to chant. And I saw still those boys and girls are there, these old shops, all the description there, all those things there, they're dressing like the young boys. Then he went to Broadway, chanting Fifth Avenue. Some incident, is it hard? Incident, I remember. This is, everybody knows this. Ritu. One day, this is in States, holidays. One day, Malati hurried into Swamiji's apartment, took a small item out of her shopping bag, and placed it on Swamiji's desk for his inspection. What is this, Swamiji? You know that? This is a well-known story. That's why I'm reading this. Bhaktivinoda Swami looked down and beheld a 3-inch wooden doll with a flat head and a black smiling face and big round eyes. You can understand.
Jai Jagannath.
Yeah, yeah. The figure had stubby forward jutting arms and a simple green and yellow torso with no visible feet. Immediately Swamiji folded his palms and bowed his head, offering the little figure respects. "You have brought Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe," he said, smiling and bright-eyed. "He's Krishna. Thank you very much." We heard this story many times. It's a well-known story, this is. Early days, devotees used to do. They didn't know what is this, and then Prabhupada will explain. Swamiji beamed with pleasure, while Malati and others sat amazed at their good fortune of seeing Swamiji so pleased. Swamiji explained that this was Lord Jagannath, a deity of Lord Krishna, worshipped all over India for thousands of years. Jagannath, he said, is worshipped along with two other deities, his brother Balaram and his sister Subhadra. Excitedly, Malati confirmed that there are two others, similar figures at Coast Plus, the import store, where she had found the little Jagannath, and Swamiji said she should go back and buy them. Malati told her husband, Shamsundar, and together they hurried back and brought the two other dolls in the set. This is a well-known story, we heard many times. Bhaktivinoda Swami placed the black-faced smiling Jagannath on right. In the center he placed the smallest figure, Subhadra, who had a red smiling mouth and a rectangular black and yellow torso. The third figure, Balaram, with a white round head, red rimmed eyes and a happy red smile, had a forward jutting arms like Jagannath and a blue and yellow base. Swamiji placed him next to Subhadra. As Swamiji looked at them together on his desk, he asked if anyone knew how to curb. Prabhupada used to teach all his students everything from the very beginning. He will tell what it is and he will ask his students, can you do this? And this is what he teaches. He asked him to curb 3-foot-high copies of little Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra. and something they did wonderful. More than 2,000 years ago, Bhaktivedanta Swami told them there was a king named Indradumna, a devotee of Lord Krishna. Maharaj Indradumna wanted a statue of Lord as he had appeared when he and his brother and sister had travelled on chariots to the holy field of Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse. We know that story. Still now, I don't know, all of you must have gone to Vrindavan. Have you all visited Kurukshetra? Yes, Mataji?
No.
You must go. It's a wonderful place, actually. We have got picture in our Srimad Bhagavatam. In the middle of the lake, Krishna had many incidents took place there. It's a well-known place to all the Hindus. And in solar eclipse, still following Lord Krishna's footprints, millions of people go there. Millions to take that. To take a deep. Krishna with his 16,108 princess wife and queens went there with elephants, horses, all this thing. Many incidents happened. The battle of Kurukshetra took place there. Even long ago, Parshuram killed all the Kshatriyas, and their blood he made 5 lakes. Though you don't see blood now, but the lake is still huge. Those 5 made into 2 or something like that. In the middle, there is a temple. You can go. There's a bridge like thing there.
Is it as wide as the Ganges?
Pretty wide. Pretty wide. So government spent crores of rupees to make this place nice, all cement and stone. People can bathe, take bath, nobody, and so that nobody drown. You drown. There's pipes there, so you cannot go to deep water. Very neat and clean. Very neat and clean. The whole area, battlefield of Kurukshetra, is made into a city, it's called Kurukshetra. You go still now, just from Calcutta to Mayapur, you come, maybe a little longer, maybe 4 hours or half. I went 4 or 5 times there, and from Old Delhi, you can go. And from the station, you get to take a rickshaw. We have got a temple now there. And often you are having Rath Yatra every year. Rath Yatra. And many incidents where Jara Bharat was going to be sacrificed in front of Kal Bhairavi, this Kali. That place is also there. The place where Bhishma Dev was lying in the bed of arrows and he wanted water to drink, and Duryodhana was going to bring. He was not satisfied with Duryodhana's water. He indicated Arjun, shoot an arrow to drink Ganges water, because his mother was Ganges. Bhishma's mother was Ganges. He wanted to drink this water. He shoot an arrow in such a way that jet. Ganges came out in jet and exactly fell on his mouth. And he's teaching us how to live the body. So at his sweet will, he can live his body. And all the great personalities came. All his family members came. All Duryodhana's side, Kaurav's side, Krishna himself came. And looking at the face of Krishna, he left his body. Krishna knows his great devotee. That place is still, that place is also there.
It's a lake.
Yeah. And where the gopis took bath, where the gopis came from Vrindavan and took bath, the gopi tala is there. You can take that is smaller. Much smaller. That's nearby. And Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, all covered boys, all from Vrindavan came to see Krishna. And Jagannath Rath Yatra means, Prabhupada said, that the gopis, Radharani Krishna, is a very nice scene, very intimate. And Krishna saw his mother, father, sit on the lap, because parents always like son, like that, see them like kid, something like that. And present them, Balaram, Krishna, embrace them. And then they saw gopis standing a distance and smiling, and Krishna went to see them. And then Radhani said something very poetic. I think some of the Goswami literature, all these things are there, very beautiful verses. You can read it, I don't tell much more. But only the sum and substance is simple. Radhani is saying, you are the same Krishna, I am the same Radha. But if you really want to do kripa, you want to be merciful. So then you come with us, we want to take you back. Because this, we don't see you as before. Now you are in royal dress, with so many queens, gorgeous dress, elephants, horses, and gorgeously decorated soldiers. We live simple life in those days, under the bank of, by the side of the bank of Jamuna, green trees, fields, and cowherd boys and cows used to tend, used to play flute, all this, some of those things she is mentioning. You are the same Krishna, Sri, under the tree, Betoshi, mentioning all the trees, name, everything, Radha. So there is a pulling. And Lord Baladev, Krishna, and Subhadra was also there, sister. That is also the mood. From taking from some of the place which is full of pomp, luxury, all these things, Aishwarya, to Madhurya, or Vrindavan. Simple life, but very sweet. Meditation. That is the answer.
Krishna didn't actually go to Vrindavan, did he?
Externally we see like that. Prabhupada said, according to scripture, Goswami says, Krishna doesn't live, real Krishna doesn't live, not a step outside of Vrindavan. Because they are completely absorbed in Krishna's separation, from Krishna absorbing his thought. So as if Krishna is always with them. They are always thinking, Krishna used to teach us like that, used to pray like that, used to smile like that. They are always mad after Krishna. And this way, Prabhupada, but actual Krishna is a little boy, cowherd boy. And this Krishna, from our material point of view, he has got wife, he has got son. Sons are also later in Kurukshetra battlefield. In the battlefield, sons are also grown up and they have got their son, grandchildren. He is almost 120 years old. In battlefield.
Is there an expansion of Krishna Vasudeva Krishna?
Vasudeva?
Prabhupada said that Vasudev is like a, I don't know exactly what he read. Krishna is complete in Dwarka, and more complete in Mathura, and is completely complete or something, that is in Vrindavan. Within that, all are there. All these other features are there. There is little Krishna who is tending the cows, Brajendananda.
Up until the age of 16, he left at 16, wasn't it?
Forgot the age of 16 or less.
Yeah.
Second, 11.
He went to Mathura.
The Krishna of Mathura, who is killing the Asura, there is no original Krishna. There is, if you scrutinarily judge, as the Goswami says. But it's common to the newcomer, you say all are there, all Krishna. Even if you say Narayana, he is also Krishna in one sense. So you shouldn't commit offenses too much, get into it. Prabhupada said like that. This is another aspect, just the one man. He goes to the court. At home, he has got son, he has got wife, he has got children, and they have got sweet relationship. But when he goes to the court, he is a justice. But any of them may come, may convict, transgressed government law, then he will be charged and may come to the same court maybe. Then he cannot say, my dear husband, wife, or his son, that he can say. My dear Lord, yes, with reverence. That's what the person is saying. Yeah? But here, you have to treat him like that. So exactly, Pope has said like that. Explain like that.
I read an article in Bhaktivedanta by Lokanath Maharaj, where he said that if,
this is what Prabhupada said, I'm telling you. Prabhupada's book there, I said.
But just about Jagannath, he said that...
There's another story of Jagannath also.
Huh?
There's another story, how Jagannath came into being, other than this one. Yes.
Other than... He said that when Krishna met... when Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda were in Kurukshetra, then they met Vasudev and Devaki.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And then they were talking about Krishna, and they were remembering Krishna's pastimes. And then Subhadra was at the door.
I tell you that one. That is, you know, Baladev's mother, Rohini. Huh? So maybe the wives of Krishna one day asked, you heard Krishna's pastime is very sweet in Vrindavan. You can tell us something about his childish pastime? Krishna hold on. He said, we'll tell, but don't let anybody come in. Keep somebody guard. I said, okay, Subhadra ring and guard. Don't let anybody come in. Yeah, when you are talking this thing. Then he is talking, when the more they take, she is telling about Krishna's pastime, they are in ecstasy. It's so sweet. Even Krishna himself is affected by Krishna's pastime here. So when he came, and there in short, Subhadra saw, because he's been asked not to alarm me, he's going to stop. Brother, stop. And they won't listen, they're trying to go, sleep, this time stop. And she was in the middle, and each of the brothers there, they are listening. What is going on? And in ecstasy, they have got big eyes, this, that, and hand, all this thing, sunken, like turtle. In short, is the story.
So that form of Jagannath, so that's like showing ecstatic symptoms.
Yeah.
Like Lord Chaitanya, when his limbs went inside his body.
Symptoms. Again, there is another story. Indradumna.
No, Indradumna when he carved the
bridge. Carved there. I think his wife said, so long is there, you can't hear anything, just open the door. Don't open this door. Incomplete. And the one who is doing the cutting, he left. Is at a condition, don't open till I finish.
But it, actually in that article, I think he says in that article that that Vishwakarma, when he was carving the deities, that they came to that incomplete form like that because of the way they appeared at Kurukshetra.
I don't remember all. In short, I'm already in my list. Maybe. More than 2,000 years ago, Bhaktivedanta Swami told that there was a king named Indradumna, a devotee of Lord Krishna. Maharaj Indradumna wanted a statue of the Lord as he had appeared when he and his brother and sister had travelled on chariots to the holy field of Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse. When the king requested a famous artist from heavenly planets, Vishwakarma, to sculpt the form, Vishwakarma agreed, and on condition that no one interrupt his work. The king waited for a long time while Vishwakarma worked behind locked doors. One day, however, the king felt he couldn't wait longer. He could wait no longer, and he broke in to see the work in progress. Vishwakarma, true to his word, vanished, leaving behind the uncompleted forms of the three deities. Oh. The king was nevertheless so pleased with the wonderful forms of Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra that he decided to worship them as they were. He installed them in a temple and began worshipping them with great opulence. Since that time, Bhaktivinoda Swami continued, Lord Jagannath has been worshipped all over India, especially in the province of Orissa, where there is a great temple of Lord Jagannath at Puri. Every year at Puri, during the gigantic Rath Yatra festival, millions of pilgrims from all over India come to worship for Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra as the deities ride in procession on three huge carts. Lord Chaitanya, who spent the last 18 years of his life at Jagannath Puri, used to dance and chant in ecstasy before the deity of Jagannath during the yearly Rath Yatra festival. Actually, the Jagannath Puri is mentioned that Lord is there in Sri Khetra, something like that. Nilachal mention all these things in one of the oldest scriptures, that is Veda. It's all there. Sometimes many places of pilgrimage are mentioned in Puran and other places which later on written, but Veda is considered from time immemorial. And Veda is mentioned. The Lord is always residing in this world, in Nilacha of the Benjaminapuri. And beautiful description in some verses there. Seeing this appearance of Lord Jagannath in San Francisco, as the will of Krishna, Swamiji said that they should be careful to receive and worship Lord Jagannath properly. If Shyam Sundar could curb the form, Swamiji said, he would personally install them in the temple and the devotees could then begin worshipping the deities. San Francisco, he said, could be renamed New Jagannath Puri. Actually, the temple is beautiful. Huge temple, isn't it? San Francisco temple? Near Barclay, that one. I saw. New Jagannath Puri. And also, it's very nice, the park.
This was the first day to come?
Huh?
This Jagannath was the first deity. Or was already Radha Krishna? So.
I don't know. I think they have got picture first. Then later on they put some Jagannath.
Prabhupada had, I think Prabhupada had deities in New York, did he?
He's Radha.
He took deities to America with him.
Some say that Prabhupada's father gave him Radha Madhav. Some say it was in New York, he took it, or Los Angeles. Some say it was in Mayapur. He gave it. I'm not sure. Other leaders can tell. Somebody appears to be confidential. They don't disclose all this.
Maybe this Jagannath is the first multi-kaminishku.
Yeah.
They didn't have any deities in New York at that time.
I think the description is given that Prabhupada would have bells every night at 7 o'clock. The disciples called it bells.
Yeah.
And they do arti for a picture of Panchatantra.
These used to do picture at that time. Yeah. You'll find even that what is called matchless gift, there is a deity of Jagannath. Usually before that there was just paintings, pictures, all this.
In London, weren't there Radha Krishna deities in London, the first Radha Krishna deities installed?
After that. We'll read that sometime, maybe another day.
So first was Jagannath and then...
London, there is also Jagannath. So I don't know which one is first. I remember how the deity came.
This came before London.
Yeah, of course. This is before 70. London was 69.
Mm-hmm.
70. These are before that. I read about how Bhagavad went for into Moscow for preaching, then London Temple started. Just reading this one. Next chapter. How Prabhupada will tell that you can preach Krishna consciousness, make it very attractive by introducing Rath Yatra throughout the world, different cities, and attract the It's a good means to preach Krishna consciousness and attract people. And that the festival distribute prasadam. He chanted, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathugami Bhavatume. This is a mantra for Lord Jagannath, he said. Jagannath means Lord of the Universe. O Lord of the Universe, kindly be visible unto me. This is the meaning. It is very auspicious that he has chosen to appear here. Nothing happens by chance. Shyamasundar brought three large blocks of hardwood and Swamiji made a sketch and painted out a number of details, pointed out a number of details. Using small statues, Shyamasundar calculated ratios and new dimensions and began carving on the balcony of his apartment. Meanwhile, the devotees bought the rest of the tini Jagannath from Coast Plus, and it became a fashion to glue a little Jagannath to a simple necklace and ear him around the neck. Because Lord Jagannath was very liberal and merciful to the most fallen, Swamiji explained, the devotees would soon be able to worship him in their temple. The worship of the form of Radha and Krishna in the temple required very high, strict standards, which the devotees were not yet able to meet. But Lord Jagannath was so merciful that he could be worshipped in a simple way, mostly by chanting Hare Krishna, even if the devotees were not very advanced. Gradually, as they progressed in spiritual life, Swamiji would introduce to them more and more of the detailed practices of deity worship, along with the deep theological understanding that supports it. I remember when many devotees were, Prabhupada used to encourage his disciples to each of them, you can also open center, ten hand presses. But when they write, whatever worship he used to tell, he give instruction, not fast worship. Radha Krishna. He will say maybe Panchatattva fast best because they are most liberal. Then maybe or maybe Gaunitai, very liberal. He used to say, put lot of flowers, just mention. Put lot of flowers. Decorate them with lot of flowers. Garland or in the case, like that. Very much.
This morning in the Bhagavatam class, Janadivas was saying that Gaugadadha worship was on the same standard as Radha Krishna.
Radha Krishna.
And I think I remember that in London they had Gaugadadha.
Yeah?
I remember the small deities were on. There was a bit of a controversy whether it was Gaugadadha or Gaunitai.
Gaugadadha means